Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima and I am Norbin Pradhan with the evening news. The headlines. Officials of Northeast Frontier Railway to visit Tuli to assess upgradation of Tuli Railway Station. President Draupadi Murmu confers nation's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna, to former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani. Easter, also known as Resurrection Sunday, being celebrated in Nagaland. And India Meteorological Department forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Northeast region till tomorrow. Now the news in detail. The officials of Northeast Frontier Railway, NFR, will soon be visiting Tuli under Mokokchung district to make assessment for the upgradation of Tuli Railway Station and also functioning of passenger train services. This was informed by NFR General Manager Chetan Kumar Srivastav during the recent meeting with the Business Association of Nagas, BAN, at NFR headquarters, Maligaon in Assam. He said the officials will visit soon and also consider the initiation of demo passenger train services 3 to 4 days a week on experimental basis between Tuli and Dimapur. To this, BAN also pledged support in securing the necessary land for expansion purposes at Tuli and to provide all assistance and cooperation required for running the station. The railway official informed that development of world-class station in Dimapur will be implemented in a phased manner due to prevailing land encroachment issues. The areas under possession of NFR will be developed under the first phase starting from April 2024. Subsequent development would depend on the availability of land. During the meeting, BAN also took up the issue on freight discount beyond 600 kilometers and for extension of stoppage time of trains at Dimapur station. The railway officials also suggested BAN to play an active part in connecting the beneficiaries from Nagaland with the railways so that they can utilize the existing infrastructure for one station, one product developed by the railways at railway stations all across India at a minimal rental rate. President Draupadi Murmu today honored former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani with the nation's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna. The President presented the award to Advani at his residence in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu, Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and family members of Advani were present on the occasion. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "The doyen of Indian politics, Lal Krishna Advani, has served the country with unwavering dedication and extraordinary skill for more than 7 decades. President Murmu said Advani is one of the few political leaders after independence who successfully reshaped national priorities and took the country forward on the path of development. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said it was very special to witness the conferring of the Bharat Ratna upon L.K. Advani. He said this honor is a recognition of his enduring contributions to the nation's progress. The Prime Minister said the dedication of Advani to public service and his pivotal role in shaping modern India have left an indelible mark on history. Modi said he is proud to have got the opportunity to work with Advani very closely over the last several decades. Easter, also known as Resurrection Sunday, was celebrated by Christians across the globe today. People traditionally celebrate it with rituals like egg hunts, baked hot cross buns and decorating Easter eggs, which are symbolic of Christ's death on the cross and resurrection from the tomb. Christians in Nagaland also celebrated Easter with offering of thanksgiving prayers to the Almighty. Churches of different denominations held special Easter services, while many received water baptism on the day. Citizens of the capital city Kohima took part in Easter sunrise service at the Heritage Old DC Bungalow organized by the Kohima Baptist Pastors Fellowship. In Dipupar, the Baptist Pastors Fellowship also organized Easter sunrise service program at the Ao Baptist Church, Dipupar. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted citizens, especially the Christians, on the occasion of Easter. Governor Lal Ganesan and Chief Minister Nephew Rio also extended Easter greetings. Chief Minister Nephew Rio has extended greetings to the brothers and sisters from the Konyak, Chang and Phom community on the occasion of Aoling, Kandaglan and Phom Monnyo respectively. Wishing the Konyaks happy Aoling, Rio prayed that harvest be bountiful and the new year bring blessings of good health and fruitfulness in all the endeavours. He also said Kandaglan is a festival commemorating the construction of field huts and hoped that the Almighty bless the works of the hands and make it fruitful in all its endeavors. Rio also wished that the essence of the Hom Monyo Festival, which is love, sharing and friendship, foster oneness and strengthen relationships. You are listening to the news from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's gross domestic product GDP will grow by 8% or more in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal year. Addressing an investment summit in Mumbai, she said the economy is expected to show the same rate of year-on-year growth for the 2023-24 financial year due to the impact of improved inflation management and macroeconomic stability. India, the third largest economy in Asia, grew 8.4% in the October-December quarter year-on-year, outpacing the 7.6% growth recorded for the previous quarter. The third quarter, various institutions have upgraded their GDP growth forecasts for India. The opposition India National Development Inclusive Alliance today organized a Maha Rally at Delhi's Ramlila Maidan to protest against many issues, including Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that central government is misusing institutions to threaten opposition parties. He also alleged that there is no level playing field in this election. Kharge said, "This election is for saving democracy and constitution, and opposition must fight unitedly." Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann, and jailed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's wife Sunita, JAM leader and Jharkhand CM Champai Soren and former CM Hemant Soren's wife Kalpana, CPIM leader Sitaram Yechury, CPI leader General Secretary D. Raja, Shiv Sena UBT leader Uddhav Thackeray, NCP-SCP leader Sharad Pawar, RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav, National Conference leader Farooq Abdullah, PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti, Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav and TMC leader Derek O'Brien attended the Maha Rally. This was the first public meeting of the India bloc leaders since the coalition was founded in June last year in Patna. The Bharatiya Janata Party BJP has hit out at the opposition India bloc rally at Ramlila Maidan, saying it is not a Save Democracy rally as projected, but a Save Family and Hide Corruption rally. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Monday, with the possibility of very heavy falls over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya on Sunday. It said scattered to widespread light rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning will continue to occur in northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till the 5th of next month. According to IMD, heat waves and warm night conditions are likely over central and peninsular India for the next 5 days. The IMD said that the maximum temperatures over many parts of central and east India are expected to rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius within the next 2 days. And to end the news, reminder of the headlines. Officials of Northeast Frontier Railway to visit Tuli to assess upgradation of Tuli Railway Station. President Draupadi Murmu confers nation's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna, to former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani. Easter, also known as Resurrection Sunday, being celebrated in Nagaland. And India Meteorological Department forecast isolated heavy rainfall over northeast region till tomorrow. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. Good night.